With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Trump administration launching a new website it says will help patients buy prescription drugs at significantly lower prices. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump unveiled the website, which will allow Americans to buy prescription drugs directly from manufacturers at a discounted rate.
This launch represents the largest reduction in prescription drug prices in history by many, many times.
He said pharmaceutical companies have agreed to match the lowest price offered in other countries. Weight loss drugs, insulin, inhalers, and fertility drugs are among the more than 40 medications currently available. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Virginia Democrats unveiling a new House map aiming to give the party four more seats in Congress. Boundaries were revealed even as an ongoing legal challenge makes use of that map for midterm elections far from certain. Well, the number of Americans applying for unemployment jumped last week. Here's correspondent Rich Thomason.
Applications for jobless aid rose 22,000, hitting 231,000 from the previous week. It is significantly more than the 211,000 new applications that analysts had been expecting, but applications remain in the same historically low range of recent years. Applications for unemployment benefits are viewed as representing layoffs and are close to a real-time indicator of the health of the job market. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Tragedy in Arizona. A Department of Public Safety helicopter responding to a shootout between police and a suspect crashing in an accident that killed the pilot and a state trooper on board. That chopper was assisting law enforcement officers as they exchanged gunfire with a suspect. This is SRN News. Big change at the Department of Health and Human Services. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says faith-based addiction recovery programs will now be able to get federal grants. Of drug addiction, Kennedy says, quote, it's a physical disease, it's a mental disease, it's an emotional disease, but above all, it's a spiritual disease, and faith-based organizations play a critical role. Christian homeless shelters often provide addiction recovery services, and they too will be able to seek federal funding. Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration dispatching a small team of military officers to Nigeria, where Muslim terrorists are killing Christians by the thousands. General Doug Anderson says the move followed his meeting with Nigeria's president in Rome late last year. General says this small U.S. team brings some unique capabilities from the United States to augment what Nigeria's been doing for years. This is SRN News. Well, the White House says the president is making good on his promise to restore law and order in the United States of America.
A study from the Council on Criminal Justice shows that the murder rate across America's largest cities plummeted in 2025 to its lowest level since at least 1900.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
This dramatic decline is what happens when a president secures the border, fully mobilizes federal law enforcement to arrest violent criminals, and aggressively deports the worst of the worst illegal aliens from our country.
Three people have been killed, six more injured when a 92-year-old driver hit a bicyclist, then slammed into a grocery store in L.A. Officials say some of the victims were trapped beneath the vehicle for some time. More details, SRNNews.com.